Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It got us on a mountain top. A shocking blue bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our great member of our Brain Trust, John Scully, former president, former CEO of Pepsi-Cola and Apple, the author of Moonshot, Game-Changing Strategies to Build Billion-Dollar Businesses. I encourage you to check out that book. Also, the CEO of RX Advance. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find out some of the things that their company is doing to try to reform healthcare from the marketplace, right, John?
Yeah, I have to clarify one thing. I'm not the CEO. I'm the chairman of the board.
Chairman, okay.
And I'm the chief, and the chief marketing officer. But the CEO and I are partners, and we think that we can be one of those fundamental new ways of thinking about healthcare that can save literally many, many billions of dollars. The potential is hundreds of billions of dollars for the system. And we're getting a lot of attention, as I was mentioning to you during the break. We'll do $500 million revenue this year. We're projecting $2.2 billion of revenue for our company, RX Advance, next year. We think we'll be over $12 billion by 2020.
Well, my audience knows that I have been proposing and advocating for market-based solutions since day one of this show, since 1997. I've never stopped. I was in favor of the NZ bill in 06. I was an arch opponent, and everything that I predicted about Obamacare has come to pass. It's a horrible law. It's a nightmare for small businesses, at least. John, if you were speaking to the, if you were able to have the members of Congress in front of you right now, let's say the House, how could you help them if they said, John, help us get our ducks in a row so we can make this, you know, it's all about money for them. A lot of it's about money for them. A lot of it's not just policy. What would you say to them? How would you help them?
Well, remember, the politicians in Washington are basically focused on law. So they legislate, they appropriate, they deal with regulations. The reality is that it's not that complicated to figure out what to do. The hard part is actually getting it done through the political system because of special interests. What you got to do is, number one, all the growth in the economy and all the growth in jobs, you know, Jim, because you're a big believer in this and have been preaching this message for a long time, it's all about small and medium businesses.
That's right.
The second thing is these small and medium businesses are overregulated. The giant corporations can afford to bring in the lawyers and the accountants and so forth to deal with that. This incredible regulations that the administration over the past 8 years has put into place, whether it's in financial services, whether it's in telecommunications with the FCC, whether it's in healthcare with Obamacare, we've got to unwind the regulations that are strangling the growth of small business.
Yep.
And, of course, lowering the taxes would be better as well to stimulate growth.
Small businesses, John, and small banks. Small banks have got to quit being regulated like big banks.
You are spot on that one. The reality is that the big banks had to restructure after the recession. So they did one big thing that's hurt all of us. They stopped lending money to small companies.
Yep.
And so the small banks couldn't afford all the costs of going through the changes that were required by the over-regulations that came out of Dodd-Frank. And the result is the money supply for expansion capital just got shut down. And these strategies are obvious to anyone who's ever been in business, particularly small business. Mm-hmm. It isn't so obvious to the politicians because they get so caught up in arguing on their ideology or arguing special interests or things.
Well, and what you're saying is when they do that, they lose sight of the fact that they're supposed to be leaders. They're supposed to be statesmen. They're supposed to be governing, not protecting their own turf, which is an argument for term limits, of course. John, if you were the CEO of a, and you are the chairman of a growing company, but let's say you were back to being the CEO of one of the Fortune 100 companies like you have been in the past, What would you be excited about this administration and Congress, or would you be worried about it? What would you be?
Well, I really like President Trump's agenda. I think he's focused on the right thing. I think, unfortunately, he's new to Washington. I don't think he's got as strong an immediate staff of experience around him. I was very involved when President Reagan was in office, mm-hmm. and he had an exceptional
Range a bunch of old heads, didn't he?
Right around him.
Yeah. Go ahead.
So I would say that I hope President Trump has learned a lot from how the Congress
you think his staff didn't serve him well in this last vote? You think that's where the problem lied?
I think, well, first of all, I'm not there, so it's hard to be critical of something that you don't have direct information on.
Right.
But my sense was, if you go back and look when Reagan was president, he had Jim Baker there, he had George Shultz, he had Cap Weinberger.
But John, in those days, you also had Democrats who were all across the spectrum and Republicans all across the spectrum. Now you've got the one half of Congress, the Democrats. There is nobody in the middle there. There's nobody to work
Absolutely.
With there.
I couldn't agree more. And the reality is, the whole purpose that the Founding Fathers set up the government with the balance of power and Congress was set up to negotiate. You know, there was people expected that there would be compromises.
You don't get everything you want.
We no longer compromise. We take extremes and then we can't agree on anything.
Yeah,
and
that's well
and
said.
And so I'm sympathetic that the president has got a big challenge in trying to deal with the kind of environment that he's been thrown
That's
into.
Well
he didn't
said.
Create that enough.
John Sculley and I will be right back. When we come back, I'm going to ask John to talk to us about Wall Street and Main Street. Is there a timing issue there that I'm concerned about? I'd like to see what he thinks about it. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.